Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing quality.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast of Sam Thompson and Peter James Wicks. I'm nodding at Pete now because it's his turn.
Oh, last week you did the whole thing. Am I back in?
Yeah, he's back in the fold.
Tag him in.
He's tagged in. Go.
I will potentially be swearing, and if you don't like that, I am, however, no longer drinking, so I have Capri Suns.
That is not a lie. He's littered the drinks tray with Capri Suns.
Taking away all temptation.
Also, I must say that his eyes, since he's come off the booze, are exceptionally sparkly and blue.
Less bloodshot than usual, which is good.
He's also been to the dentist.
I have been to the dentist. Should we talk about that bit after?
Yeah, we'll talk about that after because we still haven't got through the intro.
Okay.
Remember, you can listen to us every Monday wherever you get your podcasts, and also you can watch us every Friday on YouTube. All you've got to do is type in at Staying Relevant Podcast and we will come up. You can also check all of our clips out on Instagram and TikTok at Staying Relevant. We are, and we have just found out, at a new high of listenership. That was a muted clap.
Yeah.
I've never heard one. Yeah, here we go. That was a mute. Come on, motherfuckers! We're in!
There is one reason for that, and that's because we had the incredible Zara.
Yeah.
So I imagine it's gone right back down again.
Yeah.
So that was an all-time high and we have peaked. It's only downhill from here.
We're on the descent, everybody, and we cannot wait. Get us in.
It's not true what they say. The only way is not up.
Do you know what? It's so depressing, though, because I don't want to tell Zara, because she already knows that she smashed it. She's getting everyone on the Instagram on Staying Relevant was literally writing underneath in the comments, can you just have it Pete and Zara? Can you have it just Pete and Zara?
There are talks about that happening, so stay tuned and keep your is peeled.
The thing is, I know that's not even a lie. I guarantee those are in the works. I'm going to be booted off this show.
Well, you're too busy anyway. You've got your own podcasts, the Love Island things. You're fine.
Oh, talking about Love Island, I tried to get Maya on our podcast.
Oh, excellent. I'm looking forward to it. We haven't spoken about Maya for weeks. Let's give us an update on your relationship, your non-existent relationship with Maya Jammer, you stalking little prick.
You know what's so funny? That ties into what she said. I went, Maya, we're in a break. And I went, look, I know you're busy. I was like, how do you feel about coming on our podcast? I know you're busy again, but we've got the same agency. How do you feel? And she went, well, seeing as I am like mentioned like a lot in your podcast. Like, I feel like I probably almost should, just to sort of set the record straight. And I just went, oh no, I didn't even realise that you like listened to it. And Pete's just turned around there, but like, we haven't spoken about it. Do I speak about Myra a lot?
Oh yes.
Oh Jesus.
It's a little bit like someone who can't get over the breakup and just constantly, you know, if someone's like dating and then all they do is talk about their ex-girlfriend, that's basically what you're doing with Myra, who you've worked with once.
Do you know what as well? She goes, I was like, oh great, well, when are you free? She went, well, I'm quite busy. Obviously, we'll go through the agents. I was like, sweet.
And you haven't gone past the...
no, absolutely not.
We're still at the agent stage.
Oh, yeah.
And that shouldn't be that hard because you have got the same agency.
Yeah, I know. And then she goes, we'll go through the agents. And then she went, I'm not free till probably late September. I was like, well, fuck.
We'll be cancelled before then.
It's a month and a half away. I was like, God, you're busy. My Lord, but I will. I've got it in a calendar on my phone to I don't have a number, to DM Maya and ask her at the end of September if she fancies it.
That is one of the saddest things I've ever
Why?
Heard. Someone you work with weekly and see every Sunday yeah. that you do the show,
yeah.
You have to set a diary reminder to Instagram DM her to remind her to do a show that you asked her about 2 months previous.
That she won't do.
that she evidently won't do. All she knows is that you talk about her an awful lot. I don't know where she gets that from, apart from the fact that you talk about her an awful lot.
Do you know what? Actually, just to add on to it, we were doing like a run through for after.
Oh, you're not done with the Maya chat?
No, I've got one more. I've got one more.
Might as well carry on.
Yeah, I'm going to reload and go again. So basically, we're sitting on a sofa and there's this lovely lady who's part of production. She sort of sits pretending to be the guest on the sofa. We were talking about, I said to Maya, I was like, I would never just like randomly, you know, like cringily like talk about a girl's appearance. I was trying to look good. And the woman next to me went, that's a lie. You literally, every time Maya turns around, you go, how good does Maya look today? In front of her, mate, the whole of production heard, the whole camera team, Maya didn't know what to say. And I stand around and went, you absolute fucker. I was like, you've done me so hard just then.
Do you love her a little bit?
As a colleague, yeah. I look up to her, even though I'm older than her by 2 years.
Yeah, but you're quite short.
She's taller than me.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Jesus, fuck, mate.
I do look up to
her. Fucking day, this one.
I do look up to her.
Are you done with your Maya chat?
I am.
We're
done with Maya.
Right, and that's all we've got time for. So thank you. Shall we go on to something from last week, which I've noticed as the new episode came out, the listeners' choice award things. I think we've had a total of 4 votes now.
Have we had four votes?
4 people have tagged me in them voting for us.
Was one of them Leanne? Because she's an avid listener. Leanne, if you're listening, I receive your DM. Leanne, look, she's voted. And look, she always DMs. She's so cool. She always does Instagrams about staying relevant.
Thanks, Leanne.
Come on, Leanne.
So, do you want to do another little plea? Because by next week, we might have 10 votes.
Okay, so, everybody, we now have, what is it? Well, I think 200,000 was the last winner's vote. Yeah. So now...
We are only 199,996 away from that. So please help us out.
So my plea to you, the listener, is it would honestly mean the absolute... We're not even invited to the podcast awards. So to win a listener's choice would be the biggest fuck you to all of the established podcasts out there. See you later, Jamie Lang. Like, see old Vogue Williams. No, thank you very much. Pete and Sam on the stage, and we'll go, come on then.
So Sam really wants to do this. I'm going to find this quite embarrassing because I feel like we're going to have a segment for asking you to vote every week up until the awards. And it's going to be terrible if we don't even get in the top 10. Really fucking embarrassing. But you can go to britishpodcastawards.com/voting, type in staying relevant, and then enter your information.
Just think about the banter. Do it for the banter. Don't do it because you think we're great, because let's be honest, we're not going to get...
Fuck me. Yeah. I don't think that's why they'd be doing it.
That's what I'm... We're not going to get 200,000 your great vote, but we might get 200,000. This could be a laugh, and that would be cool.
Is it just one award? You can keep it.
I'll honestly treasure.
Right, should we just crack on? We've done all the formalities and all the other
shit. Let's crack on.
Where would you like to start, mate?
What have I done this week? Stay relevant.
Well, you've done quite a lot.
Hello?
Every Sunday, I mean, you do your radio show, you must talk to people. Every Sunday you do After Sun. So Katie McDermott, I saw you with.
Yes, Katie McDermott came on the show. Oh,
can I ask a question? Because I have noticed, obviously my Love Island knowledge isn't great. What in the dick fuck is going on with that guy's hair?
Uzi.
Sorry?
Uzi.
Yes.
That's the guy's...
Is that a cool word from Chelsea?
No, it's his name.
Yeah, Uzi, man. What? His name's Uzi.
Uzi's his name, and he basically pins his hair forward.
Why?
I don't know. Do you know what? I do actually have a story from Arsenal. It's just come to me.
Is it my related?
No, it's not my related. Oh, it was, we just finished and I was outside and there's a contestant called Zachariah. His mum.
Zach,
yeah. His mum came outside and like had a go at me. And she was like, "You called my son a rapper. He's not a fucking rapper." And I was like, "Oh my God, I don't know what to say." And I was like, "I don't remember this chat." And she went, "Yeah, you said it on the podcast." She said, "Oh, he's a for you think he's a fucking rapper." He didn't say he's a fucking rapper. And I was like, she's coming at me. She's coming at me right now. And then her daughter is Snoochie Shy, who was also there going like, "Mum, leave it out. Leave it out." And I'm getting backed up against a wall by her mum. He's like, "You leave my son alone."
So many questions. I'm going to start with, is he a rapper?
No, but he did say...
Second question is, who the fuck is he?
He's a contestant on After Sun, but he's not a rapper.
Why did you say he was a rapper then?
No, because he said to a girl that he wanted to date, she went, what do you want to do when you get out here? He was like, "I just want to take a girl and I just wanted to sit at the end of my bed and listen to my music." And I was like, "Well, that's weird. He's gonna sing to her, like, at the end of his bed."
What do you want to do when you get out of here? Take a girl to the end of my bed and sing to her?
That's what I said. I was like, "That sounds fucking weird." And then the mum, basically, and was like, "How dare you talk about my son like that?"
So how did you deal with that, Sam?
I went Pete Wicks. I doubled down. I went, "Was he not a rapper?" She was like, "No, he's not." And I was like, "Okay, well, I stand corrected." And then she, like, it wasn't enough for her. And so she kept on going. And I was like, "I don't know what to do."
ITV Summer Party, apparently, all sorts fucking happened there. And you came back and went, "Yeah, I followed a bloke to a toilet." That was literally your explanation to me. I followed someone to a toilet. That was literally
it.
Arguments at the fucking party, people screaming at their ex-birds.
That all happened. I found out afterwards.
I don't know who the fuck they are, but it sounded fucking great.
No, apparently it did kick off with this ITV party. I had left at this point. I did follow a commissioner to the bathroom. That was as far as my night went. So there's a guy called Ron. Right, so I do the podcast of India. You know India? You've definitely seen her before, India.
I've seen her because you put up pictures.
Yeah, yeah. So I basically went to the podcast with her, and she was at the ITV Summer Party, and she literally went, "It booted off." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And apparently this guy called Ron, who was on Love Island in the winter series.
Weasley.
And he was going out with a girl called Lana. And she had broken up with him, from what I hear. And I actually spoke to her briefly at this party. And she was like, "Oh, Ron's coming today." I love the way they talk to me as if I'm like part of the fold.
Well, you are, aren't you?
I kind of am, really.
You're sort of like, yeah, they're super fam.
And she's like, "Oh, God, Ron's coming today. It's going to be really awkward." I was like, "Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine." Like, you know, I feel like Love Islanders break up so often. Like, I feel like it's just not even a big deal anymore. Like, I bet you're all mates afterwards. And he turned
What you
up.
Meant by that was there's been so many Love Islanders, no one gives a shit.
Yeah, no one gives a fuck.
None of us care.
It's not a big deal. And it is for her, to be fair. And Ron turns up, and apparently, because I saw him when he was there and he seemed absolutely fine, apparently after I left, he was following her around and wouldn't let her go, and was like, "I have to speak to you. We have to talk to each other." And she was like, no. And then he like got in an argument with like all the other Love Islanders, like, "Ron, you need to just slow down. You're really drunk. Like, you need to stop this." He was like, "No, we need to talk." And then apparently got escorted out of the building.
Yeah, well, I mean, the papers say that he was fucking wasted when he turned up.
No way.
Then got escorted out for screaming at her across the party. So I much prefer that to he's following around just saying, we've got to talk, screaming across the party whilst absolutely off of his fucking nuts.
I love that.
So I mean, what does he do?
So he just did Love Island, that was it.
Oh, right, so, okay, so that's...
But you know what I find really funny about that, Pete, is that, like...
I hope he enjoyed the ITV Summer Party, because he won't be
back. Well, that's what I was about to say. A lot of these fuckers go there and they don't understand. The whole point is you go and you don't speak to any of the talent there. You go and speak to all the people who make the decisions, right? And you go, "I'm just so grateful to be here, and like, I just think it's like, it's just so amazing being part of this family, and I did all that." But like, these other people, they don't get it. They think it's a party for them. And so like, everyone was hammered in front of like all of the big bosses there, and I was just watching going, it's great, because I was watching like dominoes falling down. I was like, "You're not getting my work.
Did you notice anyone that will be getting your work?"
Yes, I've got to say, there were some people there who you just know. Olivia Atwood, honestly,
she's not getting your work, she's passed your
work. No, she's passed my work
by million miles.
She glided into the room, right, looking absolutely stunning. Commissioners left, right, and centre. I was even talking to one of them, went, oh, it's Olivia Attwood, just walked away. And I was like, fucking hell, all right then. She's obviously a darling there.
Yeah, Liv is the ITV golden child.
Yeah, me and Bradley Dack, though, we'd bonded because no one else was talking to us. So me and we're just like, but I didn't have a girlfriend there. It was just me. And everyone started asking me about Zara. And I was like, she's not here. I'm here, though. But yeah, it did all kick off. Yeah. Do you know what I did get? You're going to love this, actually. I don't know why I didn't tell you this. So basically, there was a guy. I walked past a guy and he went, ah, you're an ex-Bradfieldian, aren't you? And I went, oh, no, he's an ex-private. He's a private sport boy. Okay. So I switched my accent. I was like, well, absolutely, sir. Great. So good to see you. And he went, I went to Bradfield College. And I went, oh, that's amazing. And then we started having this like posh conversation together. And then we went, yeah, he's the chief editor. Or no, he's like the head person at Good Morning Britain. And I was like, hello, sir. He gave me his card. The Good Morning Britain head gave me his card.
And what have you done with it?
Well, I don't know. I'm a bit nervous because I'm like, where will I fit in? I don't think he meant it like that. I think he wanted to...
He 100% didn't mean
it. Well,
you
never know.
He 100% wasn't lining you up for Good Morning Britain.
Well, why did he give me his card?
Because you went to the same school and it's what people do at them events. No one actually calls anyone. You're not going to be doing... Have you ever even done Good Morning Britain?
No.
No. You're not going to be lined up to do anything there because you actually need to have some sort of skill as a presenter, I think, to be able to do something on there.
I thought, do you know what? He gave me his card. I went, fuck it. I didn't think I'd like risen that high so quickly. And so I've got it at home.
It's probably for some sort of reunion for...
Old Brad, because he was talking about old Bradfieldians. And I went, thank you so much. I called him sir. Thanks so much, sir. And I've told the agents, and we're going to send an email when like the right time arises.
But for what, Sam?
You never know. I don't know. They might want someone on the ground.
They don't. And if they do, it won't be you. I'll tell you for a fact now, it won't be you.
It could be us.
It certainly won't be me.
What? How do you fucking know that?
Look at me for a start.
Well, you're sober.
And listen to me. I'm not going to be doing Good Morning Britain. You're not sensible or endearing enough to do Good Morning Britain.
Sorry, that's where... Okay, let me stop you there, cowboy. Okay, ready? Watch this.
Hey, cowgirl.
Straight down the light. Straight down the camera.
Okay.
Ready? Please, sir. I have some more.
Okay. This is for a presenting job on Good Morning Britain.
You know, you said you're not endearing.
No, but you need to be quite relatable. People need to like you.
Well, the liking thing, maybe.
But yeah, that's the major problem. I did read through some more reviews of the show.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But I'm not going to go through that
No,
again.
Do it. Do it right now. Just
No.
Give me the meat and give it to me raw.
What?
What?
Give me the meat and give it to me raw.
Give me the meat and give it to me raw.
Is that a saying, or have you just made that up? That's not a saying, is it?
No.
That can't be a saying. No. We'll get on to that another point, because we can't just keep doing reviews. So, staying relevant for you this week, I've also heard a story about you being at the Ritz.
Oh, this was a few weeks ago, actually. I took Zara to the Ritz, because she's always wanted to go. She wanted to go for, like, tea and lunch there and all that shit.
Afternoon tea. Well, I've done afternoon tea at the Ritz.
You got as if! Why have you been there?
I went...
With who? With your mum?
No, I went with a girl as well. Got all dressed up, stayed at the Ritz, did afternoon tea and did all that sort of stuff. Put on a lovely suit and got all dressed up and did all that.
See, this is where we part ways, you see. Because I turned up not knowing you had to fucking wear a blazer and tie. So...
You didn't?
No, I didn't. I wore chinos, thank God. And a shirt, thank God.
You wear them?
Yeah, I did. I wore the washed out chinos, yeah.
Please get in.
What shoes?
You had the tan Russell and Bromley's yeah. on. He would have had a pair of black washed out chinos that look genuinely like you found them in Lost Property. And I imagine, was it like a linen-y type shirt?
No, it wasn't actually. It was like a proper, like it was a blue, it was a shirt.
A shirt?
Yeah, because I was going with my mum as well, so I wanted to, you know.
Oh, so you took Karen and Zara.
Took Karen and Zara.
And presumably they got all dressed up, looked lovely. Yeah. And
they did. They were in their dresses and they like, and their high
and
heels.
And you had washed out Lost Property chinos and dirty Russell and Bromley boots.
For me, looked quite smart. And it was, I was like being quite like, this is on me, mum. Don't worry. I've got this. Like, this is for you girls. I'm taking my girls out. Off we go.
I'm taking, why do you sound so, does he sound different today?
Why?
I don't know. I feel like you've got posher.
Taking my girls out.
You know, it was just like I'm taking the girls out and
Taking my girls out. And
that's made me
and I walk in I walk in and the guy goes, excuse me, sir, you can't come in here. they just walked through and I was like, what do you mean? Hmm. And he was like, you're not wearing the correct attire. I was like, I don't understand. I'm wearing a shirt and washed out chinos. Like, fuck off. And he went, sorry, you've got to wear a tie and a blazer. And
yeah.
I went, well, I haven't got one. And that's my girlfriend. And he goes, don't worry, we've got a lost property over there. And he went, we'll fit you out with a jacket and a tie. So I go over there and I go, hi, I need a tie and jacket. So it's fucking enormous. I look like a drowned rat. It literally, the thing goes to my kneecaps and the blazer comes over my fingers. Like, you can't see my hand. I literally look like I'm wearing my dad's jacket and this tie that was so long, it went past my bollocks. And I look like such a knot and you can't take it off. So I'm having to roll the sleeves up to eat any sort of food. It was the most embarrassing thing for a very long time.
Have you got a picture of...
No, Zara hasn't put up a photo of us at the Ritz and I can only imagine it's because I look like such a fucking child.
Okay. All right. Fine. So, will you be going back to the Ritz? Did you enjoy?
I am. I'm going to go for round two because I want to get it right this time.
Shall we go?
Yeah, I'd love to. Business meetings. Podcast business meetings at the Ritz. Can't get much more cool than that.
What exactly do you think is going to happen in a podcast business meeting with us?
I think we're going to talk about our new...
We've never had one.
We're going to talk about our new highest figures.
All right, and that should take us through one cucumber sandwich. And what do you think we're going to talk about for the rest of it? What do you think we're going to do for the rest of the time?
What are we going to do with the salmon and cream cheese?
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to be on when we get to the scones.
That's really tickled me.
I had another weekend on the bikes another load of people who told me they loved the show.
Come on, baby.
Down in Eastbourne.
Do you know what, actually?
A lot of people.
You know, people say they love the show and stuff, but it actually, it's almost fucking me off now because I feel like we're so iconic now, Pete, you see, that, don't roll your eyes, we're fucking icons. And so when people listen to this podcast, they do things off the back of it. And it hasn't helped me because if you type in Sam Thompson on Google, after the episode of You and Zara, it comes up Sam Thompson teeth. That's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
Sam Thompson teeth. Not legend that is Sam Thompson or Sam Thompson marketing genius. Sam Thompson teeth. And I've looked at Pete. Pete's first one is Pete Wick's wife. That's the thing that people search most about you. Pete Wick's wife.
Why would they search wife? Is there another Pete Wicks or something?
So it goes Pete Wicks height. So it goes Pete Wicks. No, sorry, Pete
I did think that was going to be first, actually, height.
So I'll tell you the order it goes in. It goes Pete Wicks girlfriend, Pete Wicks height, Pete Wicks age, Pete Wicks Meghan McKenna, Pete Wicks net worth, Pete Wicks Sam Thompson. Come on! And Pete Wicks Instagram.
People care more about my height than they do about me and you.
Yeah, no. See, I was going to bring you onto this. Because if I type in Sam Thompson... Sam Thompson.
Do you know what I find really annoying about the height thing is that I'm 5'10", which is a normal-ish height. You're shorter than me and no one calls you small.
It's because I'm in proportion. You look like a gorilla. Right, so while I type in Sam Thompson teeth.
Zara's got to be up there.
Is number one. Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks. Number two. Number three. Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks podcast. Number four. Age. Number five. Height. Number six. Sam Thompson, Pete Wicks tattoo. Seven, Sam Thompson net worth. So I've got three Pete Wickses in my most searched. One being the tattoo.
Is one of them not Zara?
No.
What's this? Three of me and not a Zara?
Three of you and none of Zara.
That is weird.
I know.
Do you Google yourself?
No, I don't even have those Google alerts.
No, our producer just asked me if I had the Google alerts, and you've got to be some sort of complete prick to have a Google alert.
One, I wouldn't know how, because I don't know how you do that, but two, I wouldn't want to know, because it would panic me. I'd be like,
If you don't know how to do that, for a start.
How,
Marketing and social media genius that you call yourself on a regular basis.
Anyway, I did see something on another podcast that got brought to my attention, and it's I don't even know if it's worth bringing up, but... You know Melissa Tatham? They have Wednesdays We Drink Wine podcast. She was doing a podcast with a friend of hers and her mate goes, oh, did you see Sam Thompson's video at Jamie Ling's wedding? And Melissa went, oh, yeah, fucking, like, what a dick. And was literally like, oh, it's all content with him, isn't it? Absolutely slagged me off.
So, couple of things then. Firstly, she's kind of got that right, because you do live your entire life through Instagram and as content. Actual special memories don't happen for you unless they are recorded. Did she say she was at the wedding?
Yeah, she's a bridesmaid.
So you're not a big fan of her then, no?
I wasn't, just all that.
And now what do you think of her?
Why me? Why? It was a really lovely bit of content that showed the love.
Why was there a row before it? Was that a funny bit?
A row?
Didn't you say you and Jamie were having a row?
Oh, yeah. I'll show you afterwards.
Okay, we'll look at that after.
Oh, I do have something, actually, quickly. I am going to get a hair transplant. It is happening. We're going.
We're not.
Yeah, we are. Well, no, I'm going. So basically, what I found out you can do is, because I was like, I'm not getting a fucking friar tuck. Fuck that. So basically, by the way, friar tuck is where they cut you have a monk cut, right? Because I'm getting a little bit thin up top. And it's not that bad now, but I'm just going to preempt it now. And
it's quite bad.
Yeah, it is quite bad. Do you know what? JP's dad, I was having a bit with JP and his dad. His dad stood over me and went, oh, dear. And I was like, all right, fucker, sit down. How are we doing? And he was like, that's not good. He poked it.
Are you going to do the front?
No, I'll just do it as and when.
No, I'm
not shaving my head. I don't. I've got Jason Statham. Can't do it.
What do you mean you've got Jason Statham?
You know when the skull goes round and in?
Okay, sorry. The couple of things I'm going to point out here. You just compared yourself to Jason Statham. Secondly, I would say he's probably one of the geezers that women probably fancy the most, Jason Statham.
Well, okay, I've got Thierry Henry as well.
Another really good-looking man that you're comparing yourself to who embraces being bald and looks fucking great.
Yeah, but he's got a weird skull. And I've got the same skull.
But you're going to have to do the front at some point.
No.
I don't want to be rude. But yes.
No, because I'm just going to do it as and when.
No, because then you'll have to go back and do... You just do the whole fucking thing. Just get them to lay the whole carpet. Because you can't just do the fucking... the back room and not do the front.
I can do the back room. In my two up, two down, I'm going to do the back and not the front.
No, Sam, you might as well renovate the whole fucking head.
No, I can't do it unless you come with me.
The back of my head is absolutely thriving.
It's thriving.
It's thriving.
It's been watered and fed.
It is fucking great. The front... Funny enough, I went. I had a meeting with my management last week when I got back, and I took my hat off, and they both went, "Oh fuck!" Because my hair had flattened down.
Why didn't we just go?
In the past couple of months, but there's a slight difference because your hair already is fucking dog shit, and I don't know why you wouldn't just shave it. Why you're keeping hold of that straw? I don't know. Honestly, there's some sort of harvest going on in your head because it is fucking god-awful dry. You might as well shave it and start again. Relay it. Ask them for some more moisture in your hair when they put in a new one. Mine is absolutely fine from halfway across my head. This bit is great, yeah. And I don't want to get rid of that yet.
So why don't you just do the front?
Because you can't just do the front.
Yes, you can.
Well, where are they going to take it from me? Fucking arse.
They can, you know.
No, what they
can
have
take
to do...
it from different parts of your body.
Okay, no, but then it's different type of hair.
Yeah.
This is why beard transplants always look bad. It's because they take it from like your head, and your head hair is very different to beard hair, which is wiry and coarse and thick. So when they take it from there, it just grows like a little fringe around your face, and it looks like all you've done is prick stick hair on your face. Which is why they always look fucking awful. But with long hair, what they can do is they lift it up like a flap, then shave underneath it, and then put the flap down. No, because then I still have the problem of I will then have a fringe. When it grows back through, it will be a fringe and then long hair. And I'll look like fucking Hall and Oates. I'll have to do it when I do the whole thing.
Who doesn't want to see that though?
I can't do that either.
Oh, who doesn't want to see Pete with the fringe?
I'll just have to shave mine. If I want long hair again, I'll just have to hope that it grows back. But right now, the party at the back is just living. And for now, I'm just going to invest in a number of different hats.
Well, I'll let you know how it goes. Because what I'm going to do is they're not going to shave it. They're going to precision in.
But from where?
From up here.
So where are they taking?
Oh, they take it from the back. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're still gonna have a great big thing at the back, and then they're not gonna shave your head. They're just gonna whack bits into it.
Yeah. I haven't actually spoken to the hair transplant. I haven't actually decided where I'm
going
to do it yet.
I don't think you can do that, Sam.
I've been told you can.
By who?
Someone said David Beckham did it.
He shaved his head.
Did he?
Yes.
Fuck! I might have to shave my head. That's gonna be big.
Did you just think they were just gonna lay a carpet on top of what you had?
Yeah, sort of.
No. They have to clear the area to put the follicles into your head.
It's going to be terrifying. And we will do it on the pod as well. I'm going to shave my head and come into the pod. And it's going to be a terrifying experience for everyone because I've never shaved my head before.
I think you should just wait and then I'll do it with you.
No, because, mate, it's so bad already.
Have you seen my forehead?
Yeah, but you wear hats.
Well, why don't you put a hat on?
I should put a hat on. I should start wearing hats.
You should definitely start wearing hats.
I'm going to start wearing hats.
Talking of self-improvement, after your repeated bullying, I went to the dentist. and I am having the gap filled.
Oh, that's music to my ears.
Now that I've stopped drinking, I'm having a glow up, all right? So I'm going to fill in the gap in my tooth, and I'm also going to have a facial.
No!
I've never had one before.
Where are you going? Where are we going?
We're not.
Where are we going?
Because they're supposed to be relaxing, and I can't go anywhere with you that's relaxing. Nothing about doing that is relaxing. I'm going to some special spa place where they're going to do a full facial skin treatment and all that sort of shit.
Wow!
Well, I thought we might as well.
Where is it?
It's in London.
Whereabouts?
Doesn't matter whereabouts.
I want one. I want a facial.
You've had them before.
Yeah, I have had them before.
But when you go like really weird colour like for a couple of days. Is that what's going to happen to me?
No,
you go really red.
You've got better skin. I've got quite reactionary skin.
Yeah, but does that not happen? Am I going to be red?
No, I went for micro needling. That's why.
Oh, that was it. And what the fuck is that?
It's where they basically bleed your face. So painful.
What? But why? What does it do?
It like pulls out all the new cells, I think, and shit like that. It like gives you a whole new thing.
Yeah,
of collagen.
So I'm going to have that. So I'm going to have a glow up.
Pete basically used to look like a homeless drunk.
What does he do?
When he when you would laugh, which is very not often, obviously, but like he'd knocked his side tooth out and you'd just see a gap in his teeth.
Yeah, so I'm having a glow up, you're having a hair transplant.
And you, kind listener, are going to vote on the Listener's Choice Award.
That's why I'm having a glow up and he's having a hair transplant for acceptance speech. We just want to make sure that we look good for the one and only time we potentially win something.
Do you know what? If we win the Listener's Choice Award, I will shave my head. I'll shave my fucking head. I'm not gonna wet shave it.
Look at the instant backtrack.
Yeah. No. I won't wet shave it like Professor X.
I'll tell you what, if we win, I will shave Sam's head.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your head. I was like, yes.
What? No. Can you imagine if people didn't tune into this podcast and turn up and it's Phil and Grant Mitchell hosting it?
So get voting. Sidebar of shame.
It's the sidebar of shame.
Yeehaw!
Sidebar of shame. So there's obviously one big one, which I know you're dying to talk about, which I think you're probably going to start with. I'm going to start with, firstly, congratulations, but secondly, please, please, for the love of fucking God, stop everyone retweeting and fucking putting the videos up of Tommy fucking Fury and Molly May. That's all. I might actually have to come off social media for a week because the Fiat 500 Brigade is absolutely fucking dying at the minute. All cry. Oh, it's just making me cry. You don't know them. You've never met them. They don't know you exist. Get a fucking grip.
Yeah, but they don't know we exist and they still listen to this podcast, so...
Well, they do know we exist if they listen to the podcast, don't they?
It's good. We know they exist as well.
What?
What? I don't know. I nearly retweeted their thing.
Oh, I just...
Do you know why? Because I wanted them to know that I cared.
That is so desperate.
Everyone else did it. And I was like, do you know what? Maybe I'll fucking do it.
I am going to say something nice, though. It did look very beautiful. And I think they've proven an awful lot of people wrong.
Yeah.
What, how long have they been together? 4 years, kid... Fucking millionaires, up with Duff, living the best life.
Mm. Yeah.
Fucking getting married, happy days. Another kid will be banged out soon. Sorted.
Sorted. Life is good.
Life's done.
And I actually asked Zara, because Zara sort of knows Molly May a little bit. I went, Zara, why don't we go for a double date? I was like, I'll message her off your phone if you need. And she was like, no, that'd be weird. And I was like, that'd be cool. So I'm gonna try and make it happen.
I just want to point out that they have... legions of loyal fans who, if you don't get that sorted before this podcast goes out, they're now going to realise that you've just desperately asked them to go on a double date and probably won't go.
Zara refuses to message her because she thinks it's too creepy.
Well, it is a little bit creepy. It's sort of like, are you moving on from Maya and moving on to Molly?
I just want some famous friends, you know?
Why?
Because I think it'd be quite fun.
But why don't you go for like proper...
Because like we go for, like, brunch and shit.
Yeah, but why don't you go for, like, big, big people? Like, Denzel Washington would be a cool friend.
Because he's never going to want to be friends. There's a slight chance.
Maya doesn't want to be your friend, and neither does Molly.
I invited myself, actually, on one of Maya's trips. I completely forgot about that. She's going to Ibiza in a couple of weeks. And I went, I'll come.
I just want to point out, because I know you think it's weird, as if you don't talk about that often, but that's the second time in this podcast.
Sorry.
On two separate occasions.
Sorry, it's because I forgot, though.
Okay, so you just want to be friends with Molly because you want a famous friend.
Yeah, it'd be really cool.
That is one of the saddest things I think I've ever heard.
Well, when I'm brunching with the Mays, you know, Let me, well, the Furies.
The Furies.
Let me, I'll fucking send you, I'll moon you over FaceTime.
So, yeah, have you got anything to add to that?
No, in all seriousness, massive congratulations to them. I think it's very, very sweet. They always get it right as well, don't they? They always get it right. That black and white vibe, they know what they're going with, man. And yeah, it was beautiful. As you say, everyone's resharing. I nearly did. But then I don't know, so it would have been a bit weird. And
well, it would have been very weird.
No, not very weird, because
it's very weird.
Well, no, because we all run in the same circles, really, don't we? You know, it'd be quite nice.
Yeah, yeah. They've sort of not been on the telly for 4 years. So how many times have you met them?
None. But yeah, that's so the point.
Not really the same circles yet at all. Right, so moving on from that.
Can I just say one more thing? Pete, it's come to my attention. I don't know whether you know this or not. So the producer of this podcast has a scheduled weekly phone call with both of our agents. I've just found this out. And what they do is they talk about what we've done that week in an embarrassing form so we can use it as content on this podcast. So basically, our agents who are meant to be getting us work and believing in us are actually scheduling a weekly call to be like, yeah, they fucked up this week on that. They're not getting that job. It's pretty embarrassing that they've done that. And it's led me to think I should maybe fucking move.
I think that's pretty much just any conversation my management has with anyone is generally quite embarrassing.
But it's the fact they think it's embarrassing. Don't get me the job then. Do you know what I mean?
That does explain some of the things I've done recently, actually, thinking about it. I'm not surprised by that, because I do feel like both of our managements hate us. I imagine, actually, that the conversation is probably more about what I've done that potentially has to go in the vault than anything on mine. What has Pete said this week on the podcast that we're going to need to worry about? However, this week, nothing. Go on then, do you want to do your little outro?
Well, that was Staying Relevant, episode 33. Was that actually?
Actually.
I just fucking guessed that. Well, that was Staying Relevant podcast 83, done and dusted, wrapped up. We're coming fresh off the newest, highest figures we've ever had. So we're buzzing. Thank you, Simon. I do mean this. And I know Pete won't probably say thank you, so I'll say it for us. Thank you so much for sticking with us on this journey. We've only just begun, baby. We're doing a live tour coming up. We're going to go to America. We're going to film that shit. We're going to do a lot of stuff. We're going to be stars, like fucking stars. And we're always going to remember you. So thank you. So we're coming on a high right now. And we are going to win a Listener's Choice Award. And remember that if we do, I will shave my fucking head. And that has to be in the next month. So do get voting, because that'd be so jokes if we win. And you can listen to us every Monday wherever you get your podcasts, and you can watch us on Instagram or TikTok. Staying Relevant is the handle for that. And every Friday you can watch this whole episode on YouTube. All you gotta do is type in at Staying Relevant Podcast.
Yeah.
Insanity Group.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.